To understand the enormity of the planning that went into this criminal collaboration on a global scale, we must start with the basis of the pandemic. This was a big lie. It was a lie for the governments of the world to declare, almost in unison, a global pandemic, a word like so many others involved in this official narrative that had its definition changed to meet the goals of the agenda. Specifically, what I wanted to talk about is the big lie that was based on the PCR test, the testing. This was not a pandemic, but a case-demic. The information we've been given by the CDC and the FDA on the PCR test is demonstrably false, and we will have evidence proving this. The method is not, in fact, a test at all, not a diagnostic test, but a genetic manufacturing technology that looks for specific snippets of code and amplifies them by doubling on every cycle. Its inventor, Kerry Mullis, who won a Nobel Prize for the process that he invented, declared that this was never intended to be a valid diagnostic tool. And it's known by all who use it that it cannot detect active infection. Drosten, one of the accused, knew this. He knew that the test was meaningless and that the test was false. However, this test has been used to create worldwide panic and compliance. The CDC has even admitted that their own recently withdrawn test was based on contrived samples. The WHO recommended grossly excessive cycle thresholds, which is the number of amplifications that a small amount of genetic material underwent to determine if there was anything present, are far beyond industry standards, and they render any test meaningless with false positive results at rates approaching 100%. It's actually it's been studied that the false positive rates of this PCR test are actually closer to 97%. This means that 3% of the population who test positive may be sick with something, but we don't know what they're sick with because the test doesn't determine that. This whole test has been globally misused to fraudulently justify the existence of a pandemic and to determine falsely inflated case numbers as well as death numbers. We will demonstrate with clear and convincing evidence that the defendants participated in this global lie and called a widely geographically dispersed disease with survival rates equivalent to a seasonal influenza a pandemic that would allow false global declarations of public health emergency. And from this emergency that is now almost 2 years in the making, governments mandated draconian restrictions and separation and isolation of vulnerable populations like elderly and the children, as well as instituting vaccine mandates throughout the world. What we know will happen next is vaccine passports, which will lock down our planet even further, as well as quarantine camps everywhere. Our trust has been betrayed by the corruption in the system, and we will provide you with verifiable sets of facts that we have all been grievously misled to believe a big lie. And in the end goals being, in the words of one of the accused, Bill Gates, to vaccinate every man, woman, and child on the planet with experimental gene-altering shots. These PCR tests have been used to drive the case numbers and deaths. Let's look at the definition of a case. Historically, a case was someone who was sick, not just a positive test in the absence of any symptoms. With worldwide testing of healthy people, they have grossly inflated the number of cases. And this is broadcast in our faces all the time by mainstream media, by Department of Highway signs in the United States and maybe in other countries, and has been used to incite panic and compliance amongst the whole world. The significant drawbacks are why PCR testing should only be done on symptomatic patients and why a positive test should be weighed as only one factor of any diagnosis. You cannot diagnose anyone in the absence of clinical symptoms and in the absence of medical diagnosis. So what we have is testing healthy people in large numbers, which predictably result in falsely inflated numbers and the panic. The CDC and the FDA have recognized this potential as did the perpetrators of these crimes that we will be presenting. The evidence will show that Drosten, who claims to have invented the test for COVID-19, was aware of its limitations and its falsity. The test was not specific for any virus or bacteria. Therefore, it's meaningless in determining what might even be causing any symptoms. What the test is good for is causing worldwide panic. Even deaths, another falsely inflated number, needs to be investigated in light of these false PCR tests. A death with a positive PCR test is considered a death from COVID, whether you were admitted to the hospital due to a car crash, a heart attack, or even delivering a child. If you tested positive and then died within 28 days or so from your test, your death was attributed to COVID-19. Even our CDC admitted later into the pandemic that 95% of the deaths attributed to COVID were from other causes. It was simply based on a false test. The manufacturers knew all this, as well as the, quote, inventor of the COVID-19 test, Drosten. We have now part of a fear message that has caused institutionalized discrimination against people who are not choosing to be vaccinated, not choosing to be tested. This is morally reprehensible by any humane standard. As a result of these false tests, we have huge catastrophic harm which has been done to the populace of the world. There are scientists and doctors who will testify about the enormous catastrophic harm that has been done from this. The legal evidence of intent and knowledge is in the various FDA documents and related materials, but they're designed to be to obfuscate and confuse even lawyers who read and pore through these documents. As you may begin to see here, the pillars of the official and media COVID narrative, which are one and the same, fall like dominoes when the evidence is shown. There is irrefutable evidence of fraud and multifarious malfeasance throughout the COVID regime if you have the courage and intellectual honesty to look and study it and consider it fairly. Please do. It may be shocking to some, unbelievable to others, but I assure you, this evidence is real and disturbing. One of the things that is a byproduct of it is that the system has to pretend that the only answer to these inflated numbers of cases and deaths are vaccines. And they have done this in order to get them emergency use authorized and on childhood schedules. And this is what is coming next. Thank you for listening.